Back now with Day to Day. The news is bleak for a growing number of Americans struggling with no health insurance. A newly released study finds the percentage of uninsured has jumped dramatically among working-age, moderate-income Americans. And even more, the report says, are having trouble paying their medical bills. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us. Bob, how fast is this number of the uninsured rising?
Well, Alex, it's going up surprisingly fast, according to the group that just released this report. It comes from the Commonwealth Fund, which is a private health care policy foundation based here in New York. Just 5 years ago, back in 2005, the study counted among the uninsured 28% of working-age Americans with moderate to middle incomes. They lacked insurance for at least part of the year. Well, last year, that number rose from 28% to 41%. The study also found that more than half of uninsured adults reported having problems paying their medical bills or had to incur debt to cover those expenses. And by the way, no surprise here really, but the lower the income of these working Americans, the higher the number of uninsured. The percentage of individuals who made less than $20,000 a year and went without insurance rose to 53%. That's up from 49% in 2001.
Those are big numbers. What are these people without insurance doing to cope with the high cost of health care?
Well, this study suggests that they just simply do without. People without insurance found more likely to have to forego recommended health screenings, mammograms, for example, than those with coverage, and they're less likely to have a regular doctor than their insured counterparts. Back to those studies, 51% of women without health insurance haven't had a mammogram in 2 years. That compares to just 22% of women with insurance. And men seem to be doing without prostate cancer screenings, for example. 76% of uninsured men between the ages of 40 and 64 haven't had that PSA test to detect prostate cancer in 2 years. And that compares to 52% of their insured counterparts.
This is grim news for the people who are stuck in this situation, Bob, but I wonder if it also may be affecting hospitals and healthcare providers.
Well, that's a good point, Alex. Just yesterday, HCA Incorporated, that's the nation's largest for-profit hospital operator, reported that its earnings actually dropped 8.5% in the first quarter after an increase in the uninsured admissions cut into revenue gains. Basically, they were saying that uninsured admissions rose 13% during the quarter, and they had to basically eat that cost. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into the future of nuclear power as the world observes the 20th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster.
Thank you, Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.